Unsolved math mysteries are for the experts, but what about the rest of us? New York math teacher George Noble is taking his subject to the streets. He's on a mission to transform the subject from something to avoid into something that's fun. NPR's Madeline Brand reports.
Every Wednesday at lunchtime, George Noble sets up an easel in New York's Times Square. On it, he poses standard word problems, ones that look easy at first glance, but then you quickly realize just how awful they really are. Today's question involves nuts. If cashews cost one price and peanuts another, how much would a mixture cost?
So you're a candy store owner, and you have a bag of peanuts, and you have a bag of cashews, and you figure a certain price per pound will make it saleable. So you want to mix them up that way.
So this is a real-life question.
They all are.
That sounds easy, and Noble insists that it is, or that it should be. Noble's from Hungary, and he teaches at DeVry College here. On the first day of class, his students invariably say the same thing. They hate math. So one reason he's giving math lessons in Times Square is to try to persuade people to give math another chance.
I have a calculator for you if you want.
Yeah, we have one, thanks.
Paper pencil. The way math is taught in this country is 80-90% of the people are mathophobic. They hate it, they don't like it, it's stupid, it's smart people, you know? So what kind of a country do we have if we turn 90% of the people off to math?
Noble looks the part of a more than slightly obsessed math lover. He's middle-aged and wears a rumpled brown suit. For fun, he's writing a math musical. He tosses out Snickers bars to people who solve his problems.
I'll take a pen and paper try.
Oh, I like this. Oh, I like a good math challenge.
A man and woman without a calculator.
That would be 50 plus 71. It would be $121.
A small crowd has gathered. People are squinting at the easel, frowning, and scribbling away. Now, if you're feeling brave, here's the question in detail. If you want to try to solve it, you should write it down. You have 20 pounds of cashews at $3.55 a pound. Your peanuts cost $2.50 a pound. How many pounds of peanuts would you have to mix with the cashews to get a mixture costing $3.20 per pound? After working for a good 10 minutes or so, that man and woman with a calculator do what most people end up doing.
You know, I think we should skip this and just keep on going.
They walk away. Noble shrugs, not exactly a surprise. The surprise comes when someone solves it, and he always asks them how they did it.
Oh, I just set up a system of linear equations.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, do you know math?
Yeah, I'm actually a high school math teacher, so yeah. I guess I cheated. But.
Aha! An actual representative of the system Noble is trying to change. Nakia Baird is from Ann Arbor, Michigan, and he agrees with Noble that math should be taught creatively. Noble says forcing students to memorize equations and formulas only turns them off to the wonders of numbers.
You can't hate math. I mean, you can hate Hitler, you know, or Osama bin Laden, or Saddam Hussein, but math, hate math? That's taking a big slice out of life.
Math lover or not, if you want to see the answer to the peanuts cashew question, go to our website, npr.org. Madeline Brand, NPR News, New York.
70 cents for 4 pounds, $1.40 for 8.